This 7 o'clock news update is being brought to you by Ortiz Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortiz Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I am Dina Buderak. The Bad Axe Police Department responded to a traffic collision Friday morning on North Van Dyke Road by Big Boy and Bad Axe. The incident involved a 48-year-old man from Caseville driving a 2001 GMC who failed to yield while exiting the Walmart parking lot. The 2001 GMC entered the path of a southbound 2003 Chevrolet driven by a 61-year-old Bad Axe resident, resulting in a collision. Fortunately, both drivers were assessed by Central Huron ambulance personnel at the scene, but declined further treatment. Emergency responders from various agencies, including the Huron County Sheriff Department, Bad Axe Fire Department, and Central Huron Ambulance, assisted the Bad Axe Police Department in managing the situation. And residents of Port Austin are advised to mark their calendars as the township gears up for its annual hydrant flushing, scheduled for this week, May 6th to May 10th. This routine maintenance operation is essential for ensuring the proper functionality of the water distribution system and maintaining water quality throughout the area. Hydrant flushing involves the systematic opening of fire hydrants to release any accumulated sediments and minerals from the water mains. While this process may temporarily cause discoloration or cloudiness in the water, it is crucial for preserving water clarity and purity. It is recommended to avoid doing laundry during flushing hours to prevent potential staining from discolored water. Additionally, residents are advised to run cold water taps for a few minutes following the completion of flushing to clear any residential sediment from their plumbing systems. And Chief Stephen Repke of the Sebring Police Department issued a stern warning to residents, urging them to be cautious about leaving keys in vehicles and valuables in unlocked cars. This cautionary message follows recent incidences where individuals from Metro Detroit stole from unlocked cars and even drove away with a vehicle after finding the keys inside. Despite Sebring's typically a low crime rate, Chief Repke recommended adopting the 9 p.m. routine. This social media campaign, originating from a Florida sheriff's office in 2017, aims to educate communities on safety practices and reduce preventable crimes. Residents are encouraged to take simple steps each night at 9 p.m., including removing valuables from your cars, locking your vehicles, turning on outside lights, and securing homes, turning on security systems if they're there. Since its inception, the 9 p.m. routine has been widely adopted by law enforcement agencies nationwide, proving to be an effective tool and raising awareness and empowering communities with preventive strategies. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Picture yourself on a new John Deere Zero Turn, mowing your lawn on a bright sunny afternoon, confident that you got the best Zero Turn for the best price at Tri-County Equipment. It's time to take a test drive at your nearest local John Deere Tri-County Equipment location. Pick up the John Deere Z330M Zero Turn Mower with a 48-inch mowing deck, just $38.99. How about the Z515E Zero Turn Mower with a 54-inch mowing deck? It's only $53.99. Or how about stepping up to the John Deere Z735E Zero Turn Mower with a 60-inch deck, now just $79.99. Plus, get as low as 0% financing for 36 months on approved credit. Huge discounts on all John Deere Gator XUVs in stock, as low as $14,299, with 0.9% financing for 36 months. Hurry into Tri-County Equipment. These specials are through June 30th only.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back here on the broadcasting with more news. The Tuscola County Animal Shelter issued an announcement because a dog at the shelter tested positive for parvovirus, so the facility is temporarily closed. The shelter in Caro will remain closed to the public until Monday, May 13th. Those whose pets has been at the animal shelter in the last 2 weeks are strongly advised to make sure your dog's parvovirus vaccine is up to date and that you monitor their health closely for the next few weeks to come. If you see a change in your dog's behavior or they suddenly start showing symptoms, seek medical attention for them immediately. The shelter staff is taking every precaution necessary to ensure that the virus is eradicated before it spreads throughout the shelter. Again, there was only one dog that tested positive, but it is closed as a precautionary measure. If you need to speak to an animal control officer regarding an animal complaint, you can call the shelter or Tuscola County Central Dispatch. And the Michigan Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a local government in dispute over sending a drone to take pictures of a salvage yard without permission. Liberal and conservative groups closely watched the case, even joining together to urge the court to throw out evidence collected by Long Lake Township. Todd and Heather Maxson had argued that the aerial photos violated their right against unreasonable searches. But the Supreme Court says the fight over excessive junk on the heavily wooded parcel was a civil action, not a criminal case. The court says the so-called exclusionary rule does not apply. And their hallmarks of American history, protests, rallies, sit-ins, marches, disruptions, they date from the early days of what would become the United States to the sights and sounds currently echoing across the landscapes of the nation's colleges and universities. Just as much a part of that American history are those same events being met with irritation, condemnation, anger, and force. Americans cherish the right to assemble and speak out. It's enshrined in the first of the constitutional amendments. But the same activities can produce awareness and outright opposition when life's routines are interrupted, and worry that those speaking out are outsiders looking to sow chaos and influence in impressionable minds. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And we're back here on the broadcasting for more news. The nation's employers pulled back on their hiring in April, but still added a decent 175,000 jobs in a sign that persistently high interest rates may be starting to slow the robust U.S. job market. Last month's hiring gain was down sharply from the blockbuster increase of 315,000 in March. Yet the moderation in the pace of hiring, along with a slowdown last month in wage growth, will likely become welcomed by the Federal Reserve, which has kept interest rates at a two-decade high to fight persistently elevated inflation. Hourly wages rose less than expected, 0.2% from March and 3.9% from a year earlier, the smallest annual gain since June of 2021. And the government and Google are making their closing arguments in a high-stakes antitrust trial to a federal judge in Washington who must now decide whether the tech giant's search engine constitutes an illegal monopoly. The Justice Department argued Friday that Google's premises as an internet search engine is an illegal monopoly propped up by more than $20 billion spent each year by the tech giant to lock out competition. Google argues that it flows from superior product and its ability to deliver consumers the results that it's looking for. A final ruling in the case is expected later this year. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen argues that a fractured democracy can have destructive efforts on the economy. In an address delivered on Friday, Yellen never mentioned Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump by name, but hinted at his potential influence if he gains the White House. Yellen used economic data to paint a picture of how disregard for democratic institutions can bring economic harm. Yellen's remarks serve as a soft warning for business leaders who may overlook Trump's disregard for modern democratic norms because they prefer his vision of achieving growth by slashing taxes and stripping away regulations. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And now we're going to hand things over to meteorologist Steve Adamson to hear that precision weather update. Currently here at the Thumb Broadcasting Studio in Bad Axe, it is 63 degrees. Humidity is at 85%. That wind is northwest at 6 miles per hour.